Part of creating a cult of personality is for Obama and his campaign to have a ready supply of memorable phrases. Evidence is accumulating that Barack Obama borrowed some of the catchiest phrases in his campaign speeches and ads from a variety of political and popular sources, all without giving credit or attribution to the original source. A major contributing cause of Obama's liberal borrowing of previously used political language is David Axelrod, who has borrowed freely from client Deval Patrick. On February 18, 2008, the Washington Post reported a Clinton campaign charge that a speech Obama delivered in Wisconsin included a passage nearly identical to one in a speech delivered 2 years earlier by Deval Patrick. In many respects, Obama is asking the public to judge him on the strength of his rhetoric, said Howard Wolfson, a top Clinton advisor, according to the Washington Post article. When we learn he has taken an important section of his speech from another elected official, it raises very fundamental questions about his campaign. As the controversy built, Obama engaged in one of his typical efforts to distance himself, claiming he had not intentionally done anything wrong. At a press conference in Youngstown, Ohio, Obama admitted he should have given credit to his friend, Governor Patrick, saying, "I was on the stump, and Deval Patrick had suggested that we use these lines. I thought they were good lines. I'm sure I should have given him credit, but I didn't this time." Trying to make the controversy go away, Obama issued a non-denial denial. "Deval and I do trade ideas all the time, and you know, he's occasionally used lines of mine. I, at a fundraising dinner in Wisconsin, used some words of his." His supporters argue that since Obama had worked for Patrick's campaign in 2006 and was frequently on stage with Patrick and heard him give speeches, it is reasonable to assume some phrases from Patrick's speeches would stick in his mind. Perhaps Obama and Axelrod expected us to think, no harm, no foul. What's a little word swapping among friends? Yet, Democratic Senator Joe Biden of Delaware was forced to drop out of the 1988 presidential campaign when astute observers found he had borrowed generously from relatively obscure speeches given by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, a politician little known in the United States. Biden's rival in that election, Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, had secretly distributed to news media an attack video juxtaposing the Biden and Kinnock speeches, much as the YouTube.com videos of Patrick and Obama were posted in 2008.